Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Carrie.
This is going to be a little different. I don't know if it'll work or not, but the school teacher in me says we have to do something a little different on our last day of school. Of course, it's not our last, but it's my last. But we're going to start as usual with prayer. So let's go to the Lord. Our Father and our God, we praise all of your holy names and ask that you visit our time together today with your joy and peace. We have spent 9 weeks together as a group of seekers of truth, as we studied nine of your names, endeavoring to gain more understanding about these names and becoming more comfortable with you and with all of your attributes that they are implied by these names. We thank you for the technology that allowed our gathering together at this time, and for those who understand the technology far more than I, and were able to keep us connected. We ask that you bless each family and household represented in our Zoom class with blessings of health and happiness. And we ask a special gift of your love and direction on Stacy as she prepares to begin a new study next week. This we ask in the name of El Shaddai, our all-sufficient God. Amen. I hope you received your packet. I hope you weren't afraid that we would be going over in detail all 66 of those things. We're not. But I decided that since we had spent so much time on the names of God, I would look at each book of the Bible and find out how Christ is represented or taught about or was important to that book. Of course, all the names of God belong to Jesus. All the names of God belong to the Holy Spirit because they are one. So with my magnifying glass set to find Jesus in each of the 66 books of the Bible, I spent quite a bit of time putting that list together to my own satisfaction and hopefully his. Anyone can go to Google and find lists of find Jesus in every book of the Bible. There's several lists there. So when I felt stumped, I might go to one of those lists and see what they say and see if I would agree with them. Often I was not particularly happy with somebody else's selection, so I tried to stay with mine. And of course, I didn't read the whole Bible through this week, but more often than not, it did help me move in the right direction to find how we can find Jesus in all of those books. And if you have ever led to thumb through the list, you may not be satisfied with my choice, and that's okay. You might have a different tack. You may find Jesus is a different personality or has a different attribute that's important in that book. So make your own list. That's fine with me. I would suggest that you use a Bible that you're familiar with. I decided to use my brand new Bible, which is the Complete Jewish Bible Study book. The problem with that is they're not in the same order. The Jewish Bible is not in the same order as ours. And I had to keep looking at the table of contents to find where little bitty books were, Ruth or Job, because they're not where they belong. But that kept me alert. For your sanity, I did use the traditional order of the books on the list that you have, from Genesis to Revelation. I did not follow the Jewish Bible order. I did not put Ruth next to the Song of Solomon or Psalms and the rest of the poets after Malachi, who should be the last book of the Old Testament, but not in the Jewish Bible. To be perfectly honest, I think there are a couple of Bible books that should be marked to be decided at a later date. because I just had to finish it and I wasn't really happy with one or two of my selections. And I'll work on that. I gave you a verse in each book that brought that attribute of Christ to my mind. And we're not going to spend a lot of time with that list. But if you have any questions, because you've seen it a couple of days, you can unmute and ask that question. So it's time for questions. Unmuting and questions, if you have something. Anybody? I know that's a lot of material just to look at. It's kind of daunting. Okay, we will go on. You're so awed, you can hardly speak. As some of you know, I'm also teaching another Zoom Bible study for my church, Pilgrim Congregational Church, my little church. And we have between 9 and 13 people who attend on Sunday mornings for Zoom Bible study. Since we're not having in-person worship service, we are planning to have in-person on Easter, and I'm excited about that. The last 8 or so Sundays, we have been studying the 7 covenants of the Bible, the promises God made with Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, which includes the law, the covenant God made with Israel concerning the land itself, and the covenant God made with Israel concerning the throne of David, and then the new covenant that Jesus made at the Passover Seder during Holy Week with his disciples that most of us celebrate every time we take communion. So I often would get my brain wires crossed and be thinking about the other lesson, but I did come up with something I hope will be fun for all of us. We're going to stick with names, but we're going to focus on the names of God the Son, on Jesus Christ. And I want you to concentrate on Holy Week, which is coming very soon, from Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday. We start with the triumphant entry into Jerusalem through the glorious resurrection with what we call Holy Week, usually found in the last sections of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't need your Bibles, I don't think. So we're going to see how many names of Jesus that you find there. And you know the story, the readings you've heard all through your lives about what Jesus did the last week of his life on earth. And I was surprised to find 39 names or titles in those 4 books. Some of them are more descriptions of him at a certain moment, and some are things that other people called him. I'm sure if you think hard, we'll be able to come up with a good many of these names of Jesus. Now, I did not use my Jewish Bible for this, but there are 3 Jewish titles in the regular English translations of the Bible. And we'll start with those 3 titles. I'm looking to see here. I have Yeshua, which is his name that was given by his parents. It's the same name of that would be mean Joshua. So Jesus and Joshua are very similar names. And in one place in my NIV, it called him Adonai, which is Lord. And I guess I counted the word rabbi, which is Jewish for teacher. So can you think, and you'll have to unmute to let me know, and I didn't know this was going to work or not. Sorry, Patty. If you can think of words that were used to refer to Jesus in the Bible during Holy Week. Now, don't be shy. There are no demerits if you get one wrong. You got 39 choices.
What about Emmanuel?
Emmanuel. I'm looking at my list here. I don't see that one, but that's a good name for Jesus.
Yeah. Just a guess.
Well, it's a good guess. Yes. Who?
Just, I was going to say Son of Man.
Son of Man. There's a good one. Yep. I'm going to check these off my list here. We find that in Matthew. Anybody else before I just go back to the list?
Savior.
Let's go to the list. You might be surprised about the ones that aren't on the list. And that is not on my list, but I'm going to write it up here at the top. I don't know if that's, I missed it, but I don't think so. We mentioned Yeshua, mentioned Adonai, and Rabbi. Okay.
Master.
Aren't these the ones that are not on the list that we're going to think about? Not on the list.
Is that on the list? I don't.
Master, no. Not in these particular chapters.
I'm looking at Matthew right now, and Master was one.
Oh, you found it?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, you're probably using a different English translation than I was using. So, you know, that counts. We'll give you a point, Rosemary. Oh, Rosemary okay. Gets a point. Woohoo!
I'm using ESV.
Okay. I don't have an ESV.
That's all right.
I should, because the last English translation I got, which weighs a ton, I'm not so happy with.
It's in verse 20 of chapter 25 in Matthew.
25:20. Okay. Good.
What about Lord?
Mm-hmm. Lord, yes. Luke uses it in chapter 19, verse 8.
How about the Christ?
You'd think that would be here. Nope. Don't have it on my list. I'm going to go through that list again because it seems logical that it would be. Let me get you started with some thinking about some things. These are the names or attributes of Jesus where he was called King. And of course, what the beginning of Holy Week, they were saying the King is coming. Blessed is the King. And the Son of David, as they were walking up the hill into Jerusalem, he was called a prophet. He was called a teacher. Mm-hmm. He was called a leader and the Messiah. There's the other Jewish word, Messiah. And shepherd. Son of God. Where was he called an innocent man?
Was that by Pontius Pilate?
Mm-hmm. He found him innocent, but I think Mike, and that's correct. On 27:4, I think that's the other thief, the thief on the cross, who berated his cohort on the other side, saying, you know, leave him alone, he's an innocent man, he didn't do anything. And what was on the sign at the top of the cross?
King of the Jews.
And at one time in Matthew 27:16, he was a prisoner. He was the prisoner of the soldiers. He was treated like a prisoner. And somebody asked him, Do you think you're the king of Israel? I think Jesus was so beaten up by that time. I don't know whether he answered back or not, but Jesus could have said, I am.
Wasn't that Pilate who said that to him? And I think Jesus said to Pilate, that's what you said that.
You've said
that's
it.
What you say.
We heard you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, toward the end of the week, he was risen. And he was the Son of God. Mark starts off the week with chapter 11. And in some writing, he calls him a genuine prophet. And he's the very rock and the cornerstone. In Mark, they quote the verses from Psalm where David called him. He's the rock that had been rejected is now has become the cornerstone. The Son of the Blessed One. And that man from Nazareth. And then in Mark, we have Yeshua several times. In the 16th chapter, Yeshua from Nazareth and the Lord Yeshua. You see, the names are just so prevalent. I don't think I even realized how many names I would find. In Luke, again, he is Lord. They use the term, he was with the transgressors. He was in prison. He was a prisoner of the state, and he was a transgressor. That may be one of the statements from the thief on the cross. And somebody said, well, isn't he a Galilean? Isn't he from Galilee? And of course, that gave Pilate a little freedom. He says, oh, well, he doesn't belong here. He's in the wrong jurisdiction. Send him to Herod. And how did the angel at the tomb call? What did he call him?
Oh,
why do you seek to the ladies? Why do you seek, what did he call him? The living with the dead.
Living among the dead?
He was the living with the dead. Why do you seek him? He's the one who's going to liberate Israel. I was surprised of that phrase. That's in Luke 24:21. I'm going to have Patty send you this list. I just didn't want you to get it beforehand and get all your answers and be so smart. So we get to John. John's first name of Jesus is Adonai. And he's a light. He was a light into the world.
Now you're speaking. We're talking about just during Holy Week, are we not?
Yeah, just Holy Week. Yeah.
Okay.
John starts in chapter 12. He was an example, and then he went way back into the Old Testament. He says, "I am who I say I am." That was one of our earliest lessons when God talked to Abraham at the burning bush. What is your name? Abraham said. And in John, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in his, I think, four chapters in John where he talks to the disciples in the upper room. None of the other gospels treat this as important as John does. John must have had a fantastic memory, but he also had a fantastic Holy Spirit who helped him write. All those last words that Jesus felt he needed to say to these 11 men who he was leaving to carry on his work. Those beautiful sermons, discussions that he had with them is in the book of John. And he was called the real vine. and that he came from God.